So what is like a powerful ambrosia of which one can never drink enough? The sublime oral instructions that reveal the inner meaning of Dharma. So part of that inner meaning is bodhicitta. Yeah. What is like a powerful ambrosia of which one can never drink enough? The sublime oral instructions that reveal the inner meaning of Dharma. Okay, so the sublime oral instructions, the oral instructions are usually things that are passed down from teacher to student, that they aren't necessarily the classics, you know, like the ancient texts, the treatises from India, the commentaries in Tibetan, but they're more like practical teachings, like the Lamrim, the stages, the path, or Lojong, the thought training. Yeah, so things that are very easy and practical to put into practice right away. Okay, so these are like ambrosia that you can never drink enough of, because they're so practical, they're so useful in your daily life, and they're not that difficult to understand. You know, we all notice that when you study the treatises and the commentaries, there's a lot of long sentences and difficult vocabulary and new concepts and things like that. With not all of the oral, because some of the oral instructions are from Tantra, and those can get pretty complex too. But here, talking about Sutrayana, if you talk about like the short Lamrim texts or the thought training texts, those are things that you can sit down and, you know, read and get some meaning from without too much difficulty, and be able to apply it to your life very readily. Yeah, so I think it's quite important, especially in the West, you know, that people learn these teachings and really practice them, because for me anyway, this is what I always fall back on when my mind is going ballistic and I need some help, is, you know, there's just very, you know, methods in these teachings about think like this and look at the situation like that and do this and don't do that. And I find it's very, very helpful. Yeah. And so he's really encouraging us to listen to these teachings and to study them as much as we possibly can. Yeah. Sometimes you'll meet people who will say, well, I've heard that already, you know, kind of like they've mastered it simply because they've heard it. So, no, it's not like that. And you'll see in India, you know, people who have heard a teaching many, many times and sometimes taught it themselves, they will go and listen to those teachings. Like in the Lamrim transmission His Holiness has been giving, you know, and we're doing one of those teachings on Friday night. You know, it's a fairly simple, straightforward text in terms of understanding it. Putting it into practice is another ballgame. But understanding it is not that difficult. And yet everybody comes to listen, you know, and do that. So it's good, you know, as much as we can to listen to the teachings. Of course, not just listen, but put into practice. Yeah. And to make that thing between listening and putting into practice, there has to be a thing of remembering them. Okay. Because I find this over and over again, that people will read a Dharma thing, you can talk with them about it, they can discuss about it, it makes sense, they understand it. But then when they have a problem, what do I do? Yeah, and it's like they're not remembering what they had studied, you know? Or somehow in their mind, they're not linking what they had studied to the present situation, You know, somehow Dharma is nice to study, but practice is another thing. And when it comes to practice, you know, you have a problem and it's like, I don't know what to do. Yeah, so it's really important to think about these teachings very often and meditate on them, put them into practice, you know, in our daily life and think about them. And then, you know, as soon as we have a problem, instead of going, I don't know what to do, help me, to sit down and think, you know, okay, I've been studying the Dharma for a while. What, you know, the teachings that I've learned could help me in this kind of situation, you know? And then you start remembering in the Lam Rim, in the thought training, the teachings you heard and what kind of situations that it was recommended that you apply those in. And then you think about those and apply them to the situation right in front of your nose, you know? And then that's how Dharma really helps. Yeah, if we can't remember the teachings, then, you know, lots of notebooks full of things, and our mind is like a, you know, a wild camel, you know, you can't control it, there's, you know, nothing to do. So, yeah, and the thing is, nobody else can do that for us. You know, you can hire somebody to garden, you can hire somebody to, you know, do your accounting books, you can hire people to cook and do all sorts of things. You cannot hire somebody to practice for you. Yeah? And you can't hire somebody else to learn the Dharma for you. These are things we have to do ourselves. Yeah? So, you know, we learn from teachers, but then we have to put that into practice. And nobody else can make us do that. Yeah? As you practice and you see that the teachings work, then you become much more eager to hear more teachings. Yeah? Because it's like, well, maybe that's the ambrosia point, you know? It's like when you practice the Dharma, it works, it helps your mind, and then it's like, yum, yum, I want more. Yeah, and then, you know, hearing teachings and thinking about them takes on a whole different meaning than it did at the very beginning when, you know, you would hear these things, but you were kind of clueless, you know? But if you really practice it, it you know, you change. Yeah. So the kinds of discussions that we have at the Abbey, that we often do in short retreats, where we'll have a teaching and then afterwards we'll have discussion questions to think, to meditate on, and then breaking into small groups and discussing those. And those questions are always based on how do you put this into practice and how does this relate to your life? And so that becomes a very good tool to think about how to practice these and to hear how other people practice and what works for them. And then that gives you more confidence. And then when you share your experience, you also give other people more ideas about how to work with their mind when they have a difficulty. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Those discussions are very, very helpful.
Even if you can't discuss, make examples from your own life.
Yeah. Yeah, and in your meditation, making examples from your life. I mean, that's very crucial, because if you don't do that, it's just, you know, theoretical. You know, it's like if you meditate and you just say, oh, all my experiences are due to my past karma, my happy experiences are due to my virtuous karma, my unhappy experiences are due to my non-virtuous karma. Yeah, you say like that in your meditation. That is not necessarily, that will start to affect you, but the way to have it really affect you is, this morning somebody criticized me. Yeah, and I feel hurt or I feel angry. this person criticizing me is a result of the negative karma that I myself have created under the influence of my own self-centeredness. If I don't like this happening to me, I need to change how I speak and behave towards other people. But right now, there's no sense blaming the other person, because this is simply a karmic return on the actions I've done. And so with that very specific incident in your mind, you know, then the meaning, the teachings really start to have meaning. You know? And at first your mind resists it. Oh yeah, it's my negative karma, but this person is always picking on me unfairly. And then you have to come back to it. Well, you know, they're just the cooperative condition. The principal condition is how I speak to other people and how I've spoken to other people in the past and the karma I've created in the past. So, you know, why am I blaming somebody else? That's the thing. If somebody says something to you that you don't like, and you say something back to them because you're mad, you're perpetuating your own pain, just creating more and more of that karma. Yeah? That doesn't mean that we just shut up and stuff our anger inside. You know, sometimes you need to discuss a situation with somebody and so on. But what it does stop is this angry mind that blames somebody and sees ourselves as a victim. Yeah? Because that mind doesn't get us anywhere. Yeah? And like you said, you scold them back, and, well, what do we expect? Yeah? We're creating more of that same karma. Hmm?